Helping me down continually. We just long to come to your feet.
Amen.
We just long to fellowship and dream with you.
Yes, Lord.
Around the blessedness of the faith.
Yes, Lord.
That you've restored unto us. Father, I want you to overshadow us upon this night.
Yes,
Lord.
Go
near unto our souls. Won't you lead us into that place? Won't you help us as we meditate, Lord, upon the things of God.
Amen.
Won't you guide us and bless your people upon this night? Heaven managed to come. We pray for them. Brother Maxwell, bless him. And
amen. Yes, Lord.
Saints who are here and there, Brother Neto.
Yes, Lord.
His journey as well.
Amen.
Father, each and every one, we commit them into your hands. And us that are here, Lord, we long to fellowship with you.
Amen.
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 If you have a look in Hebrews 11, 13, just to start it, it's a very interesting scripture because it's speaking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it tells us they all died in faith, not having received the promise. You know, so there were great promises that were made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham was told that he would have seed innumerable. You know, his seed would be more than the sand on the seashore, the stars in the sky. But you know, by the time that Abraham died, he just had a handful of children. He was told he had possessed the land. The Lord gave him the land to the river Euphrates, to the great sea towards him, going down of the sun, down to the river of Egypt. But in his life, he didn't possess all of that. But he had faith in what God had promised him. You know, that's a real principle, is that faith is satisfied, just as satisfied in seed form as it is when the promise comes.
Amen.
No person can live their whole life in faith, trusting that the Lord is going to do something for them. And even if he doesn't do something for them, they can still be satisfied in faith.
Amen.
And you find that. That's what it says. These all died in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's many people who never live in faith and then expect they're going to die in faith. It doesn't work like that.
Amen.
Now you've got to live in faith. You've got to
Amen.
Walk. You've got to be walking in faith with him day by day. And that walk that you walk with him in life becomes faith.
Amen.
If you have to cross over the river.
Amen.
I remember somebody once said that they said, you know, we do believe in deathbed confession. You can, the thief on the cross and so forth, but you really wouldn't want to be in a position
Amen.
That you're lying on your deathbed.
That's right.
And you're needing to make your life right. Mm. I wouldn't want to be in a condition like that.
Amen.
I'd rather walk in faith.
Amen.
You know, that if it comes to the end of the road, it's just a progression. The same faith that sustained you in life, the same faith that helped you to overcome day by day, is the same faith that will take you across the river.
It's Amen.
A continuation of the same faith. Now that's what happened to these people. The Bible says Abraham died in faith.
Amen.
And it continues on and goes on to say about how, you know, in verse 20 it says how, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. Imagine that being your last living act. You prophesy over your sons. Hey, that's a blessed thing to do for
Abraham.
That's a faith. That's a real faith.
Amen.
That's not a fair weather faith. You know, faith that only lasts when things are going well. But when the crisis comes, everything falls apart. But that was a faith which kept them right to them. It says they died in faith. Because they lived in faith. And it also shows that the same faith the prophet says that helps you to overcome day by day. You know, just your day by day life, he says, that same faith is the same faith that allowed them to die as martyrs during the darkness.
Amen.
That's the same faith. The same faith that translated Enoch so he didn't have to see God's judgment.
Right.
It's the same faith that took Noah through the judgment.
Amen.
It's the same
Amen.
Faith. It's just the way that it manifests. Faith is the great all-rounder.
Amen.
It doesn't matter Amen. The circumstances. It doesn't matter the situation that you're in. That's how the prophet always says, faith is the victory.
Amen.
So that's the victory. That's where you'll find it is in that kind of a faith. So what he's saying to us here, Paul, he's saying that faith in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, these great patriarchs, it was the dominant characteristics of their lives. It was their faith. They had moments of doubt. They weren't always perfect in their faith. But these weren't people that disbelieved. Look at James chapter 1. I just wanted to speak a little bit about that.
Amen.
About the danger now, where you've got to be careful. James chapter 1, if you read verse 6, or from verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom,
Amen.
Let him ask of God that he giveth to all men liberally.
Amen.
And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Yes. Amen.
But let him ask in faith.
Amen.
Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering.
Amen.
For he that wavereth
Hallelujah.
Is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed.
Yes. Amen.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes,
now there's a difference between somebody being overwhelmed by circumstances like Abraham was when the cloud came and he went down to Egypt. He made a mistake. But he still was a man who had faith. The circumstances just became too much for him in one season of his life. And he behaved in a way which wasn't an act of faith. Sure. But he wasn't unstable.
Amen.
Abraham was never double-minded.
Amen.
No, he knew who he believed.
Amen.
You know, he had that faith. That was all that he desired. But sometimes circumstances may overwhelm you.
That's right.
You know, sight and sense and all
that's
these
right.
different
Amen.
Things. So they can come and it can be hard for you for that particular season. It can disorient you inside of yourself. That's not unbelief.
Right.
That's not something which God really looks down on. But when it speaks of a person being double-minded, that's what God doesn't want.
That's right.
There's somebody who's unstable. Somebody who's uncertain. You have to know what you believe.
Amen.
That's why it says Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They confessed they were pilgrims. They left the cities with foundations. They dwelt in tents. They dwelt in tabernacles. Their lives were a testimony, were a confession, not just their lips, that they believed what they believed. That they were searching for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Imagine
they lived that out inside of their lives. That was their confession. They weren't double-minded. Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel when he said, how long do you halt between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. If Baal is Baal, serve him.
That's right.
You can never rely on a double-minded person.
Yes, sir.
Because they're uncertain. They haven't yet been convinced. They don't yet have any substance. They don't yet have any assurance in what they believe. You don't want to be in that kind of a condition.
Amen.
Because that's how many of them in Israel, in the wilderness, as we said on Sunday, they were in that kind of a condition. They weren't convinced. They weren't sure. They were double-minded. Oh, where's this man Moses? God is God. If God is among us, why does this happen? Friends, you don't want to be in a condition like that.
That's right. Amen.
And you don't have to be in that kind of a condition in these kind of a days. Now, you can have your moments of doubt, but it's different than being double-minded.
That's right.
It's different than allowing unbelief to come in. Unbelief to govern you. Now, unbelief might attack you. The devil comes in. You know how the devil works, Satan. Satan prepares the way just as much as the Lord does. Because Satan can only work when there's the right atmosphere. You know, so there will always be a preparation. There will always be something trying to build up inside of your life. Satan is an opportunist. He knows the season to work in.
Sure.
And he'll be trying to accumulate a certain atmosphere inside of your life. This will go wrong, that will go wrong. This disappoints you, that discourages you. And one thing leads to another. And in those kind of times inside of your life, be careful.
That's right.
Be careful of two things. Be careful what you confess.
Amen.
Amen.
And be careful. Guard your heart.
Amen.
Guard your heart, it says, for out of what such, out of it proceeds the issues of life.
Amen.
No, it's okay if he bashes you around, if there's an atmosphere. But when the atmosphere is bad, when the atmosphere is not conducive in your life to faith, watch what you say.
Amen.
Because Israel in the wilderness, they never watched what they said. And they said things, you know. And then the Lord took them at their word when they said it was better for us to perish in the wilderness. The Lord said it will be according to your word.
Amen.
You will perish in the wilderness and your children will go in. So you know those seasons inside of your life. When there's an atmosphere, and it's not the atmosphere that you normally have inside of your life, it's a better season for the devil. Because the devil always prepares the way. Just as much as the Lord has to prepare an atmosphere, encourages you, you feel something, you know, building up, there's an expectation, and all that starts to live inside of your soul. And you can sense that the Lord wants to do something.
Amen.
Friends, you can sense just as much.
Amen.
When the devil wants to do something.
That's right.
Amen.
And you've got to be careful how you react. And you've got to be careful what you say.
Amen.
That's why the prophet says, keep your confession positive.
Amen.
It doesn't matter about those things that are beating from the outside. But
Amen.
A genuine believer, you still in those times are governed by faith.
Amen.
That faith may be overwhelmed for a season by grief. Remember the prophet wanted to commit suicide. He wanted to touch the electricity cable. He wanted to take the gun when his wife passed away. Remember? You know, so sometimes the circumstances, sense and feelings and the condition that you're in, they can overwhelm you for a season. But he never lost his faith. Because even when he wanted to kill himself, what did he say? He said, Sharon, honey, daddy's coming to see you. He did not lose his confidence in God. He didn't, excuse me, lose his confidence in the promises of God.
That's right.
But it just, he was overwhelmed by the circumstances. And in those kind of times, just be very careful.
Amen.
Because that's what these people did. Now, Abraham kept his faith. Isaac kept his faith. Even sometimes they would complain, or Jacob. You could go through those seasons, but just really be careful what you say when the atmosphere is bad.
Amen.
Because the Lord is going to be listening to what you testify.
Mm.
Now, there's always potential in a believer to have faith.
Amen.
There's always, no matter what circumstance there is,
amen,
you have the potential, amen, in you to believe,
amen,
for deliverance in that situation.
Amen.
The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. God, amen, will always visit you. God will always bring his word to you. God will always grant you grace in whatever season that it is, and he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
There's always be a visitation. If you look in Luke chapter 1, when we started off, you'll see that's exactly what happened when the Lord wanted to fulfill his word. Here we find Zechariah and Elizabeth, they're old, well stricken in years. But they're righteous people, but they haven't yet had any children. Look what it says about him. You know, the prophet really speaks in an interesting way about him. In Luke chapter 1, when it speaks about Zechariah, it says, verse 5, there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God. That's a powerful thing. They were righteous people before God.
Amen.
Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child. That's amazing in the lives of people.
Amen.
Like we said with Joseph, you'll find the Lord will be helping you in so many aspects of your life, but there'll be just that one thing inside of your life that's a challenge.
That's right.
There'll be that one something inside of your life that doesn't seem to want to move.
Amen.
But God has a season for that. And
amen.
God has a reason for that. They were barren. Because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, there's a real principle there as well.
Hmm.
Yeah. This man, he had a serious issue in his life. He must have prayed so many times and God didn't answer him.
Mm.
But he was still faithful in the first
place. Amen.
Amen.
He was still righteous before the Lord.
Amen.
He was still faithful in his service to the Lord.
Mm.
And in his faithfulness, in his service to the Lord, that's when the Lord came to meet him in his time of visitation.
Amen.
In that situation. Verse 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard.
Amen.
And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, God has his season.
Amen.
Amen.
And there was potential here now for Zechariah to believe.
Hmm.
There was no reason why he had to disbelieve.
Hmm.
No, here was an angel sent from the presence of God.
Amen.
An anointed angel was sent with a word specific for him. Faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Before this, he had tried to believe. Before this, he had been holding on to the promises. Before this, I'm sure he was consoling his wife, you know, down through the years. And God was watching, and God says, I have my appointed time. There's the season of the promise. And in the appointed time, God sends something from that dimension to him.
Amen.
To come and speak directly to his circumstances. To his situation. And that's the basis of faith.
Amen.
There was no reason why he shouldn't have been there.
Amen.
That's right.
There's no reason why. And it continues on how great you will be. Let's get on to verse 17, no, verse 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. Now that's where we get in trouble.
That's right.
Because we don't have to act or react like that. This is what the prophet says about him in the message, believest thou this? He says, now I want you to notice something closely. Look when that angel came to the priest Zechariah and told him that Elizabeth was going to have a child. He had plenty of examples before it.
Amen.
Hannah had a child past the age of bearing. Sarah, nearly 100 years old, had brought a child after the age of bearing. Plenty of examples. But that calloused priest failed to believe God. My. What does the Bible say? It says these things happen as examples.
That's right.
For us to learn this.
Amen.
He's given us, no matter what circumstance, situation we're in, you can find yourself there.
Amen.
You can find examples which you and I are to learn by.
Amen.
No matter what situation, the prophet says, when Martha and Mary, when Lazarus died, he says, do you know where Martha got her faith from? He said, she looked back to the example of the Shunammite woman.
Amen.
Says, this woman had favor with the prophet. Made a place for the prophet to come and stay in her house. And then she had a child, and then the child died. And she didn't understand why the child had died. Maybe she had sinned trying to find the prophet when the child died, just as much as they had sinned trying to find Jesus when Lazarus was sick. Now the prophet says, I'll actually read it from you, because it's in the same message later on. He says, that's where she got example from. He says, Martha read the story of how the Shunammite woman had a baby. And when the baby died, she didn't know why it died, but she knew if she could get to Elijah,
hallelujah,
God was in the prophet.
Amen.
And she could find what God meant by it.
Amen.
And
amen.
She could get to the prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. There's nothing sweeter than finding that spiritual hiding place.
Amen.
In the word like that.
Amen.
When you find your circumstances and the Lord overshadows a certain portion of the world,
amen,
and that becomes real to you, that is just as much God speaking to you as it was when Gabriel spoke to Zechariah.
Amen.
It's just as real.
Amen.
There's something come forth from the presence of God. There's an anointed message for you that comes forth from the presence of God.
Amen.
To speak to you and I exactly in God's appointed time.
Amen.
And if we can stay there long enough,
hallelujah,
and accept that visitation, the potential is there.
Amen.
For us to be able to believe. But Zechariah didn't do that. You know, although he had all of his examples, and he could have been fellowshipping about all of these things with his wife, but unfortunately he didn't believe. And the angel answered to him, verse 19, and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee,
hallelujah,
and to show thee these glad tidings. So that's why the prophet says faith is a revelation.
Yes. Amen.
And God spoke personally and directly. He says, I'm sent to speak to you, and to tell you these glad tidings.
Amen.
It wasn't just his intellectual faith which he was trying to hold on to through these years, trying to encourage himself, trying to stand upon the promises of God. This was something different now.
Amen.
This was something that was sent to him now.
Amen.
This is something that came directly from the presence of God to tell him, God has heard your prayer.
Amen.
Now is the time God will answer.
Amen.
That's quite a thing to think about. And friends, faith can only work when you receive it.
Amen.
You've got to be receptive to it. Mm-hmm. Now there's the greatest battle ever fought, the prophet says. You've got to have the right mental attitude. Where is
Amen.
The right mentally? It's in your
Amen.
Mind.
Amen.
But you've got to get yourself to the right mental attitude towards the promises of God.
Amen.
And like I said before, if he had have stayed in the presence of the angel and not been too quick to confess and too quick, the prophet actually says he shouldn't have fussed with the angel. He shouldn't have been arguing with the angel.
That's right.
Hey, that's where the problem comes in.
Amen.
When God is visiting, you can feel it inside of yourself. That God is doing something. This is different. I've never felt like this about
this
challenge, this need, this condition inside of my life. I can sense there's an expectation starts to rise up. There's a life, there's a quickening, there's a something that starts to move in. But friends, it has to navigate through the greatest
battle of all. Amen, that's right.
No matter how anointed it is, no matter how much it comes forth from the presence of God, you've got to receive it yourself.
Amen.
And that is why faith needs the right mental attitude. Amen. And faith needs surrender.
Amen.
It needs a time when you submit and you surrender to what God is doing for you.
Hallelujah.
And that's the great overcoming.
Amen.
With Zechariah at this time, he never overcame. So it says in verse 20, behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words shall be fulfilled in this season. The prophet says unbelief doesn't hinder man. It just hinders the unbeliever.
That's right.
This could have been such a powerful testimony. You can read later on now when John is born and his mouth is loosed. Zechariah's had a lot of time to think about it.
Amen.
But right from the beginning, it could have been such a powerful testimony. But unbelief made him dumb. Unbelief dumbed that testimony.
That's right.
There was the potential there. There was the season there. All the man, even if he had these doubts, even if these things were coming, even if these objections were coming up, the same thing happened to Mary. She had objections as well. She had her questions as well. She didn't understand how it was going to be. But friends, it's the way we approach it.
That's right.
It's the attitude that we take to whatever God is saying to us.
Amen.
We've got to be willing to believe it.
Amen.
But at that time, Zechariah wasn't willing to believe. So this was the very word of his own deliverance. And that's how the prophet always, if you read in the message, dozens of times he compares Zechariah with Mary. Because straight away the angel goes to Mary now. And he goes and says to Mary things far greater than the things that he says to Zechariah. And that's why the prophet says, when he came to Mary, she had no example she could look back to.
That's right.
For someone to conceive, not having known a man. Zacharias had plenty of examples in the Bible that he could have fed his faith upon, that he could have meditated upon, that he could have found fellowship and communion with him in his situation. But Mary didn't have one.
Sure.
She was being asked to believe something that had never been done before.
Amen.
But she had the right mental attitude.
Amen.
She was different the way that she approached it. It says it in verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Yeah. She could have said, it's not the right time. I'm not yet married to this man. Yet I'm going to conceive.
Yes, sir.
Humanly speaking, like we were saying on Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
It was exactly the wrong time.
Sure.
God's timetable didn't coincide with the natural human timetable.
Amen.
It was actually the worst time, humanly speaking, for God to come and visit her. Because it was just going to cause a lot of problems now when she receives what's being said. But friends, God knows the best time.
Amen.
And the angel came to her, verse 20, and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee.
Amen.
Blessed art thou, my woman.
Amen.
When she saw him, she was troubled in his sight, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. It's always like that.
You know, when those people would come before the prophet in the prayer line, a lot of things would go through their minds. But the longer they stayed in that presence, when the Shekinah would come and overshadow them, and they would stand in that Shekinah presence, they'd start to believe for things that when they entered that presence, they couldn't believe for in the beginning.
That's right.
When you just give him sufficient opportunity to persuade you. If you've got genuine questions, ask the questions. And give him an opportunity to answer them. But the longer that you stay there, in that atmosphere, of that anointed promise that has been sent to you to deliver you at that time, the more and more you're going to start believing for things that you couldn't have believed for before.
Amen.
But the prophet speaks about with Martha and Mary in this message, believer style, this. He says the same thing. He says, when Jesus came, when Lazarus was 4 days in the tomb, she came in the right approach. She came out and she fell down on her knees. And she said, Lord. She didn't disregard his title. Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother had not died. The prophet says, oh my, that touched him.
Amen.
That was the right attitude. Now, if you go just a page back, and he starts explaining about the atmosphere that was there. The first day passed. Oh my, how dark. Second day passed. Dark. Third day, fourth day, all hopes was gone. He was already rotting in the grave. The skin worms was going through him. All hopes was gone everywhere. Discouraged. Their pastor had let them down, their loved one. The miracle worker had left him, didn't come to the rescue. And there was Mary and Martha left alone. Mother and father gone. Now just him, two girls left alone in the world. Friends, be careful what you say if you
time.
And guard your heart at those kind of times. Because the potential is still in you to bring a deliverance from your situation.
That's right.
But it depends on how you're going to approach it from there.
Amen.
Because the answer came walking into town. It was Jesus.
Amen.
The word made flesh and he came.
Amen.
Anointed by vision, anointed by the spirit of the power of the resurrection upon him. But it just depended on how they approached the promise.
Amen.
When he was now sent to them to come to change the circumstance, it depended on how, what attitude they were going to take. The prophet says, they sat in sackcloth, black veils, and weeping and mourning over their brother. And now in the very darkest of hours, then Jesus came
along. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He has his appointed time.
Amen.
And that's what faith really is.
Amen.
It's when he draws near, because faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Not just the hearing of the ear, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
He has to give you the hearing. But you've got to have the right mental attitude.
Amen.
So she came down, the prophet said, that touched him. She knew if she could get right into his heart, she'll get what she wanted. She just knew that. If I can just approach him the right way, if I can give him his position, if I can kneel at his feet. She said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, Lord.
Amen.
Whatever you ask God.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet says, I like that. Even now, Lord. He's dead, been buried 4 days. Undertakers have taken him out that embalmed his body. Put him away. He's just mortifying in the earth there. But even now.
Amen.
But I don't know if when she was sitting down there with the mourners, with a veil, and sitting in that atmosphere, whether at that time she believed, even now. But when she came into his presence,
amen.
She now saw
amen.
Even now.
Amen.
Is it not like you and I?
Yes.
But the longer you stay on your knees in his presence, the more you can believe for things that you didn't believe.
Amen. Right?
Just sit on the back on that. Amen.
Amen.
What if a sudden now at his feet on your knees, approaching him the right way, something
Amen.
Starts to move. Something starts to change.
Amen.
And he said, thy brother shall rise again. Now, let's straighten him up. Thy brother shall rise again. Watch the old prophetic powers now coming right together. The right place, the right person, the right time.
Hallelujah.
And you could add some more. The right mental attitude.
Amen.
And the right approach.
Amen.
That was needed. Because Zechariah was the right person, the right time, the right place. But he didn't have the right attitude.
That's right.
He didn't have the right mental attitude to what God wanted to do for him. Though he was righteous, though he had found favor in the eyes of God, the God himself sent a personal message to him from his presence with Gabriel. But that made all the difference. Even now, the prophet says that struck him, that touched him.
Amen.
Faith. Never been done before faith.
Amen.
There was no example in the Bible of someone who was 4 days in the tomb, who came out of the tomb. All the examples before somebody just died was raised again.
Amen.
But standing in his presence, she started to believe for things that had never been done before.
Amen.
Just as much as Mary, when she stood in the presence of Gabriel, and she started to speak to him and say, how shall these things be? And she gave him an opportunity with the right mental attitude to speak to and explain the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And you shall bring forth a son. And his name shall be called Jesus.
Amen.
She started having never been done before faith.
That's right.
She started believing for things that had never been done before.
Amen.
Oh, friends. That really, really depends on what we do in our season of visitation. Because your prayer to him for his grace, for his help, for deliverance, will definitely bring a visitation.
Amen.
You'll touch him with your prayer. You'll touch him with your need.
Amen.
And your prayer, your need, your attitude, your approach, whatever it is, will touch him and he will send the potential of deliverance to you.
Amen.
He'll come down and he'll speak to you. He'll come down and he'll draw near to you. Amen. He'll come down and the season will change the atmosphere that's around you.
Amen.
But friends, you've got to have the right attitude.
Amen.
You've got to be willing to receive what it is that God's willing to give. And it sounds easy, friends, but how many times we can look in your own life. How many times did the Lord visit you and you could sense at that time God wanted to do something, but it never came to the fullness of what it could be?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like that season wasn't as fruitful as it should have been.
Yes, sir.
Because maybe we had objections or other things, or maybe it wasn't convenient, or our minds were other things. Whereas if you could have just stayed there long enough on our knees at his feet,
Amen.
And just spoken to him and said, Lord, please help me to understand.
Amen.
Allow him to speak back to us the way that Gabriel spoke back.
Amen.
We would have believed for things that maybe was far beyond what you actually believed for. Prophets has never been done before for you. Thy brother shall rise again. Yes, Lord, he will rise in the last days. They believed in the genuine resurrection. He was a good boy. He'll rise again. Look at him. No beauty you should desire him. Probably a little frail looking fellow. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But he straightened up his little body and he said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
And I am the life.
Amen.
Friends, he never knew that until that time. And you see how it unfolded to her. All of a sudden now she's starting to realize this is a lot greater than I thought. The potential here is incredible. He's revealing himself now to me as the resurrection and the life. She never had that revelation before. And she said, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Son of God. You are the one who was said to come into the world. I believe what you said you was.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you look at what's happened in the message with the the falling away and stuff. People never fully believe that the message is what it says it is. People were never convinced enough. People never came to that stage of moving beyond their double-mindedness. Our friends, I don't want to be like that. I want to give my life for something which I'm double-minded about. I'm not sure whether the prophet is Malachi 4. I'm not sure whether this is the message. Never. No, stay on your
feet.
Feet and speak to him about then you'll be convinced. You'll be concerned. And then now you have an assurance, you have a substance, you have something that has convinced you, has become real to you. And then you'll be like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now you'll forsake this world. And you'll dwell as pilgrims in tabernacles, confessing by your life what you
believe.
That you're seeking a city whose bullet make it
right.
Why? Because they met the king, the prophet, as Melchizedek.
Amen.
They knew the king of the city. It was real to them. Amen. My friends, we need to stand feet on our knees and let him speak to us.
Hallelujah.
Remember the prophet in the tree? Question in Mark chapter 11. Because he didn't understand. How can that be? The same as Mary. How can that be? And then he was overshadowed. And then something got speaking to him, and he got speaking back. There's nothing wrong with putting your questions. Say, Lord, I don't understand how that can be. But give him an opportunity to answer your question.
Amen.
Don't make your own conclusion. Don't yield to unbelief. Don't give in to the atmosphere.
Amen.
Be careful what you say. Guard your heart, what you allow to come into your soul. Be careful of those kind of times.
Amen.
Rather stay on your knees and speak to him and say, I don't understand how this could be. This was before the crucifixion. It wasn't even in the atonement. And then the voice will say to you, it is in the atonement. And then you'll start speaking back to him to say, I don't understand how it could be. And then the voice will say, isn't it like with the prophets?
Amen.
And then something will strike you and it will say, a man can live so close to God. That is not him speaking, it's God speaking.
Amen.
And all the church needs is a little bit of a closer walk.
Amen.
And then something dropped down. Because now he was believing. But when he sat there in the tree, he was puzzled. He didn't understand. He didn't have faith in that scripture. As many times I moved around that scripture, bypassed it. If somebody had asked me about it, I would have given some little explanation about it. He says, but you've got to have confidence in what you believe.
Amen.
And friends, it's good to say this, and it's good to come. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. That you've been said to be the one to come. I believe what you said you was.
Amen.
What did Sister Hattie Wright do?
Amen.
She believed what the prophet said happened.
Amen.
She believed the message was what it says it was.
Amen.
And when it was presented, it was a time of visitation. She'd been praying for her boy. She'd been crying about her boys going astray. Just a time of life. God had an appointed time. And God started to persuade her heart to believe. And she said, that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
You are who you say you are.
Amen.
And I believe this testimony of what you say.
Amen.
And then the same anointing which brought the testimony dropped down so she could have a testimony.
Amen.
Friends, there's something really, really important.
Amen.
No matter how busy we get in life, let's never get too busy.
Amen.
And we don't spend time on our knees.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Speaking to him so they can persuade us to believe.
That's right.
Let's finish off with the next part of Hebrews 11. And let's come to a time of prayer. Look what it says about in verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises about the Messiah and so forth. Yeah? But having seen them far off, they were persuaded of them.
Amen.
You've got to be persuaded of the promise.
Amen.
And embrace them.
Amen.
You embrace the promise. And in your hour of need, that's the time to embrace the promise.
Amen.
That's a time when something starts too quickly, like Hannah when she went and knelt down at the tabernacle that day. And something started to quicken itself to her. Or Jacob when he came to Peniel and he knelt down. And he sensed the presence of one there that he hadn't been in the presence of in that kind of a way. They embraced that time and that situation. I'm not going to let you go. Now's my time. You know what it's like. When you've been in the darkness and so forth, and then the Lord comes to visit you again, friend, you embrace them.
Amen.
You want to hold on to that thing. You just want to become one with that promise. They embraced the promise. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And that's what it is. You may see the promise afar off, but allow yourself to be persuaded.
Amen.
And then embrace it and then confess it. That's what these people did. That's the process, friends. Because you'll draw nigh.
Amen.
The Bible says, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
It's impossible for you and I to draw nigh unto him and speak sincerely to him about our situations that we may not draw nigh unto us. But sometimes the promise seems far off. It's okay. Embrace it. Allow him to persuade you and embrace it and then confess it. And look how the prophet finishes off in this message. He says about Mary, just on confessing. He says, Zechariah had plenty of examples, but Mary never. She never questioned.
Right.
Can you see there's a difference between asking and questioning God?
That's right.
She never questioned. She just wanted clarification. Do you understand? She said, behold the handmaids of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Notice, she didn't wait till she was positive. She didn't wait until she felt something. Felt life. She started right then praising God for it.
Amen.
Straight away, she started praising God. Though she hadn't yet felt life. Though she hadn't yet felt that promise in her yet. But God had given her the anointed promise.
Amen.
God had visited her. God had spoken to her. That
Amen.
Was enough.
Amen.
She started to confess. The prophet says, brother, sister, give us some more Marys here in
Minneapolis.
Don't take God in his word.
Amen.
Don't wait until you feel something.
Sure.
Or something happens. Take his word. If he's
Amen.
Spoken to you. If he's made it real to you. If you know God has visited me. God has spoken to me. This promise is for me. He says, when a true heart comes before God and means business and takes God and his word and starts testifying of it, looking to the unseen, then God's promises will always produce what is asked.
Amen.
But you need to be persuaded.
That's right.
So why don't we come on our knees today and then speak to the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know your situation? Do you know what you're seeking from him? If as of yet you still have something there, you haven't fully embraced that promise. You haven't yet come to that place that you can say, like Martha, to say, even now, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's allow him to persuade us.
Amen.
Amen.
And as he persuades us, let's embrace it.
Amen.
And as he speaks to us and says, Lord, please help me with this. Oh, friend, just make sure you have the right attitude.
Amen.
And then do like Mary did at the end. What was the last thing that she did? She yielded herself. She surrendered herself. What was that? Be it unto me.
Amen.
According to thy word.
Amen.
Oh, it doesn't matter about what's going to happen. It doesn't matter the consequences. I'm not thinking about those things, Lord. You're speaking to me.
Amen.
You've given me your word. You've given me your promise. Lord, I surrender myself to you.
Amen.
Be it unto me according to you.
Amen.
And as soon as she did that, the prophet says, the power of the Most High overshadowed her. And she goes.
Amen.
That's all we need for her. Let's submit ourselves in his presence. The prophet says, whatever he can persuade your heart to believe, that's yours.
Amen.
And he speaks about footprints being possession.
Amen.
Every place that you can place your feet, by faith, the prophet says, Amen. He's given you. But then he changes and he says, every promise that he can persuade you to believe, that's yours.
Amen.
Let's come before him. Let's yield ourselves to him. Whatever the Lord is upon your heart, let's not be in too much of a rush. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. And as we go home and we get in our prayer closets as well, let's stay on our knees.
Amen.
Amen.
And we'll start to believe for things that before we could never believe. Let's sing. Let's sing one chorus by the Lord. If you can come on up, please, Lord.
Amen.
And let's just speak to the Lord on Wednesday night. What's that one? Down at your down. Down. What's that one? Down at your feet. Down on my knees. Right? Show me the way.
Minister of the Father, Lord God, whoever has, Lord God, you minister of the Father, Lord God, whoever needs, Lord God. باش فتو چه میکار در این کستم یه رشنا رو چه میکار شماش تو وی لورد بود بیازی سا ایبنا پندش کن لورد چه میکار Father, if you, Lord, raise us, Lord. Father, oh God, we, Lord, Savior, promise, Lord. Father, to take thine word, Lord, Savior, God. Oh God, Lord, and spread it, Lord, Savior. Father, to those that thou would send us to, Lord, Savior, God. Hear us now, keep us now. Hear us, oh God, as Lord, Savior, Father, promise, Lord. Father, oh God, Lord, persuade us, Lord, Savior, God. Shepherd us now, we ask in thy name.
Let us take our sins. We just ask Brother George to pray for us as we close. Let's remember Sister Dube, Brother Max. Let's remember outreach coming up, not this weekend, the following weekend.
Amen.
Let's pray for the projects, building of the church. Let's keep that before the Lord. Let's pray for Sister Patience, Lord, may continue to bless her and keep her as she waits for the time. And just the general needs that we have. Let's ask Brother George if he would please pray for the Lord.
Thankful Lord to be
yes, Lord.
Part and parcel of this assembly today.
Yes, Lord.
For Jesus, we take not for granted, Lord, this blessed opportunity, O God.
Amen.
For Lord, Father, we live in a day where man is harassed by the enemy, Lord. Father, especially us as believers, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank thee, O God, that, Lord, Father, we are still counted as part and parcel of the family of God.
Amen.
Our Lord Savior, we see in this week of dark day, many other great and mighty men that have fallen mightily, O God. Amen. But Lord Jesus, Father, in all small humbleness and humility, O God,
yes,
Father, we salute thee, O God. We give thee the praise, Jesus.
Amen.
The glory,
Jesus.
For allowing us, O God, to see this day.
Amen.
Oh, Father, precious, blessed Savior, we've not only just seen this day, Lord, we've done as Paul constrained us, Father, to forsake not the assembling of one another together.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are not, Lord Savior, constrained by days. We are not, Lord Savior, constrained, Lord, by weather. But Lord, Father, we come no matter the weather, no matter the day.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just, Lord Savior, are so happy, Lord, to be in thine house. Father,
amen.
Lord, you said where, oh God, the carcass is, the eagles will
be outside.
Oh, Father, we've come this night for fresh manna, for fresh
food. Amen.
Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We've come as eaglets, Father, to hear from Papa God.
Amen.
We've come, Lord, to hear from Jehovah Eagle.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And thou hast fed us upon this night.
Amen.
Father,
Lord,
like eaglets, Lord. Father, oh God, mouth to mouth.
Yes,
Lord, Savior, and we receive your word.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. Lord, that blessed word of promise, oh God.
Amen.
Lord Savior, knowing in thee, Lord Savior, Father, that Lord, one of these days, as the prophet
yes,
said, Father, we would, Lord Savior, meet for the last. One
yes,
of these
Lord.
Days, as the prophet said, Lord, they close our church and put attack upon
oh,
it, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, when Lord Savior, Father, at times, like the pastor said last Sunday, Lord, we can cry peace, peace and safety, Lord. See how things have gone in the political world. But Lord, they can turn overnight, Lord.
Yes,
and the whole system can be against us again.
Amen.
And Lord, we are not, Lord Savior, constrained by systems, Lord.
Oh,
or
yes.
By governments, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
But we are, Lord Savior, persuaded that
yes,
the blood
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ
Amen,
is
Lord
more
Jesus.
Than enough, Lord.
Amen,
is more
Lord.
Than able, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To see us through, Lord Savior.
Amen,
and
Lord.
And Lord Savior, at times we will come. Oh, Father, maybe, Lord Savior, blinded by circumstance. But Lord, it's all by faith, Lord.
Amen.
It's all by faith that, Lord Savior, we come constantly, Lord, with that desire. With that, Lord Savior, Father, belief, Lord Savior, knowing in you, Lord Savior, Father, we would desire to be, Lord Savior, if you would allow, Father, whilst we walk in this life, to
Amen.
Take that next step, Lord Savior,
Amen.
And we be, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, in another dimension, Lord Savior, Father, we don't want, like the pastor said, Lord, Father, that deathbed confession, Lord Savior,
no, Lord
we
Jesus.
Don't want to make it, Lord, Father, just, Lord Savior, to sneak in, Lord. But we desire, Lord Savior, Father, not, Lord Savior, be bold or proud, but we desire, Lord Savior, Father, if we could, Lord, like Paul, we may never be able to say to that magnitude, Lord, to say, I finished the course.
Oh,
I
yes,
fought
Lord.
The fight.
Amen.
Lord, Father, I've run the race with patience, oh God. Father, lead us, Lord. Guide us, Lord Savior God. For we know not, Lord Savior, what the next moment, Lord, holds.
Oh, yes,
but
Lord.
Be glad we know thee,
who holds
every, Lord Savior, fiber of our lives in thy hands.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we are looking unto thee now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Where we grieve thee in this day.
Yes, Lord.
Where we grieve thee, Lord Savior. You pardon us, O God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And let us always, Lord, live our lives, Lord Savior, in a condition, Lord Savior, ready to go the next minute, Lord
Savior.
And as the prophet, Lord, Father, constrained us constantly, Lord, that, Lord, if you are coming tomorrow, Lord, let the burning program continue on, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we look unto thee, Lord. Lord, we look at that great mountain, Lord Savior. But Lord Savior, we know that, Lord, you said, Lord,
Amen.
We can say to this mountain,
Amen.
This
thank
mountain
you, Lord
of
Jesus.
The burning project, Lord Savior,
Amen,
be
Lord.
Now removed, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we can say to it, Lord, like
yes,
the prophet
Lord.
Said, Lord, Father, oh God, when you were reasoning with the Lord Savior,
thank
there
you,
in
Lord.
The forest, Lord, when you were, Lord Savior, fellowshipping with the Lord Savior,
yes,
we
Lord.
Desire that, Lord, as the pastor says, Lord, Father, oh Jesus, we don't desire that it's us speaking anymore.
Yes.
But Lord, it's you speaking.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
For Lord, when you are speaking to us, oh God, then solutions come to our burning problems,
yes,
Lord Jesus. And we are praying for that, Lord Jesus. Be merciful unto us, Lord. Father, oh God, we've seen it before. Father, that burning project, Lord Savior, coming, Lord Savior, and being completed, Lord Savior. And Lord, we're living in a day where things are tough. Lord Father, we're even speaking to that gentleman this day, how expensive properties are, how expensive it is, Lord, to build and to do all those things, Lord. But what is expense to thee, Lord?
Yes,
Father, oh
Lord.
God, when we look through the eyes or through the word of faith, Lord, Father, you are not, Lord Savior, held back, Lord Savior, by currencies,
yes.
Oh God. Father, you are not held back, Lord, by this dimension of time, Lord
Savior. Oh, yes, Lord.
We believe, Lord Savior, that you are still working the unspeakable, Lord.
Amen,
Lord Savior.
Lord.
That, Lord, that, Lord Savior, Father, no man can comprehend, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we are counting upon thee, O God, and as was ministered Sunday, we are judging you faithful.
Amen,
our
yes,
burning
Lord.
Project, Lord Savior. We believe, Lord Savior, you promised, Lord Savior, Father, and you will, Lord Savior.
Amen,
Lord God. Lord, we will, Lord Savior, have our house. We will have our place. Lord, our own personal place. We will dedicate that place to thee.
Amen,
use that place for the glory of your kingdom.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord, we are just trusting in thee, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord Savior, that all these projects, Lord, that the brothers would think of, Lord Savior, you know, there be projects, Lord, that are unspoken,
yes,
Lord. There are people, Lord, that have plans that are unspoken, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
But if it's all for thy kingdom, Lord, trust for those things, Lord Savior, that your children, Lord Savior,
yes,
may bring
Lord.
To the storehouse, Lord.
Amen,
bring to your
Lord.
House, Lord Savior, and provide, Lord, the funds that we need, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
To build thy tabernacle, Lord.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
We are looking unto thee, Lord, trusting, Lord Savior, that one day, Lord Savior, Father, this prayer would be a testimony, Lord Savior.
Amen,
would be, Lord,
Jesus.
A thanksgiving, Lord, Father,
yes.
To our church, Lord Savior God, that would go far and wide, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
And we are praying tonight for Brother Max, Navarro, yes. Lord, Father, where it be prospering,
yes,
Lord.
Lord,
there where it be in Romania, Lord Savior God. Keep him there, Lord Savior.
Amen,
and Lord,
Lord
Savior,
Jesus.
You lead him, Lord, in his every move, Lord Savior God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Father, wherever he minister, Lord, let him be a blessing to the saints there, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Lord, Lord Father, Jesus. Whatever, Lord Savior, Lord, medical reasons is there for his chief.
Amen.
You prosper
yes,
those
Lord.
Things, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Let there be no
Lord.
Complications with every
yes, Lord
that
Jesus.
Might have some complications.
Amen.
We ask that there be no complications.
Amen,
Lord
Jesus.
About Sister Dube, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Father, you bless her, Lord Savior.
Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Back home, Lord.
Amen,
you
Lord
keep
Jesus.
A Lord, keep a family, Lord, as well.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Rest. Even upon the sound, Lord, our sister patience, Lord.
Yes, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
Father, as her name is, Lord. Father, we are just waiting patiently, Lord.
Amen,
Lord,
Lord
Savior. Lord, for the Lord Savior, a new arrival, Lord Savior. Father,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
That you constantly, Lord, Father, bless and continue.
Amen,
what
Lord
you
Jesus.
Have done, Lord Savior.
Grant
Father,
Lord.
We trust that all is well.
Yes, Lord.
Sister, Lord, Savior, Lord. Bless the brethren that be not here.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Work, college, Lord. Whatever, Lord Savior, Father, would have constrained them this night, Lord. But we believe, Lord Savior.
Yes,
and
Lord.
As the pastor said, Lord, Father, oh God, not only today, but Lord, when we get home,
yes,
whenever
Lord.
We're in our closet, Lord, let us lift up. Lord.
Amen.
The requirements and the request of the church, Lord.
Grant you, Lord.
Our youth, Lord, Savior God.
Yes,
Lord. Give them, Lord, Savior, grace, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
We are living, Lord, in such a dark, Lord, we can pray, Lord, Savior God. Father, oh God, Lord, Savior, last week's meeting, Lord. Lord, Savior, a few weeks ago, Father,
yes,
it's not enough, Lord. They need that constantly, Lord, Savior.
Amen. Grant your grace, Lord.
That you and Lord, Savior, God, place, Lord, in the midst of the church.
Yes, Lord.
Touch with young brothers and
sisters, yes,
Lord. Lord, Savior, rise up, Lord. Father, oh God, men like Lord, Savior, Phineas, Lord.
Yes.
That would, Lord, withstand the plague that we see, Lord, Savior,
sitting
in other ways.
Grant your grace,
Lord. That day of now this year, Lord, Savior,
Jesus
God. We ask your grace, bless your children, bless the church, bless the government, bless
yes,
the pastor, Lord God, Lord, Savior, Father, to the deacons, the church,
amen,
Lord,
yes, Lord,
the brethren, our children,
yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus,
give us grace, Lord, Father, even as we see, Lord, from the time when we first got here, how our band has grown, how,
yes,
Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, there's children, Lord, that are growing up in
amen,
the church,
yes, Lord,
and being baptized, Lord,
oh,
Savior,
yes, Lord,
give us grace, Lord, Savior, for tomorrow we believe, Lord, Savior, the very same children, Lord, Father, would minister to us, Lord,
amen.
Father, in the
word
of some, Lord, Savior, and let be a blessing unto us, Lord,
yes,
then, Lord, Savior, we can sit back, Lord, Savior, and say, oh, how wonderful, Lord,
amen,
Savior, the Lord has been to us, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Grant us grace now. Shepherd us as we go, Lord. Along the roads, keep us, oh God. Lord,
yes,
Savior, from accidents, Lord. And
yes,
Lord. Chatting, Mrs. Lord.
Amen.
Father, interviews, expecting with pleasure.
Yes, Lord. Amen,
us,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Coming, whatever, Lord, the issues will be exams. We commit them unto thee,
oh amen.
Grant us, when you bless us, Lord. Give us, Lord, Father, even as a church, unity, Lord, Savior God.
Amen,
and
Lord
Father,
Jesus.
Oh Jesus, when your spirit would come, it would not be constrained by
no,
brother,
Lord,
sister, Lord.
Amen.
Father, your spirit would feel
amen,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Father, to be in the same.
Grant the Lord.
Lord, Savior, one
Jesus
people united
name,
with one purpose.
Amen,
one
Lord,
Lord Savior. With one Lord Savior. Desire, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Savior. Lord, Father, Calvary, Lord, Savior God.
Amen.
Father, when we in that condition, Lord, Savior, Lord, then can we look, Lord, to the natives of this land.
Yes,
Lord.
Then
people, Lord, Savior, that we are here for, Lord, Savior. That, Lord, Savior, we don't realize, Lord, Savior God. Lord, our purpose of being here, Lord, Savior,
please,
God.
Lord.
Father, we look unto thee, Lord, Savior God. Help us, Lord, Savior. That we, Lord, Savior, get ourselves in a condition.
Amen.
Ready, Lord, Savior, like Philip was, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord,
Father,
Jesus.
In a condition, waiting, Lord, Savior. Lord, to be constrained by
the Lord,
Savior.
Lord Jesus.
Father, like Peter was, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Laying on the top of that house.
Oh,
waiting,
Lord,
Lord, even in a condition, and you came to live in a dream.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord.
We committing all unto thee, Lord, Savior God. Bless, Lord, Savior, Father, even the evangelistic, Lord, Savior, ideas that have come.
Amen, Lord,
Father,
Jesus.
We ask your grace. We ask for wisdom, Lord, Savior.
Amen,
be
Lord,
with this nine people, Lord, Savior God. For we believe, Lord, Savior, as Lord, Savior, our prophet, Lord, Savior, his descendants were Irish, Lord. We
yes,
believe, Lord,
Lord,
Savior, as thou hast led us here, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Dublin, Lord, Savior. There are many, Lord, Savior, that I was called, Lord.
Amen.
Us, oh,
God,
let me search out those lost. And as the prophet says, Lord, when that last one comes in, Lord, Savior, then your bride can go home. Bless us, bless our families, bless all our needs, our
yes, God. Lord.
God us as we part. We thank thee for this night's meeting.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the pastor as he travels home, Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Promises. Keep us always, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless this, Mr. Pandit. He's an answering Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you until we meet on time.
He's an answering Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's an answering Lord. By faith, he answers again. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh, I pray in the morning. I pray at noon time. I pray at the evening time. How we should pray all the time. Help me, Lord. Pray like Jesus.
Hallelujah is an answering door.